man.
What is the best thing about Love Never Fails for you?
Oh, man, just remembering the sacrifice that Christ made for me, for all of us, you know. We wouldn't be here had it not been for the shedding of his blood.
Yeah.
And no matter what we've done in our past, you know, 10 years ago, 10 minutes ago, you know, of course, it doesn't give us an excuse to live in sin, but, you know, his love never fails.
Yeah.
You know, friends let you down, they disappear, try to come in and out whenever it's convenient for them.
Yeah. Mm.
But the love of Jesus, it never, ever fails.
Mm. Excellent.
Yeah, just talk about, man, this how it is to sing not only about the love of Jesus, just to sing about God, period, for you, because I know it's all about intimacy with you and God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I know a lot of people think that true worship is confound to a song, a melody.
Right. Or a church.
Right, or a church, right, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, worship kind of has become a popular thing that every a lot of churches are doing it now. And but you know, it's obedience. True worship is obedience to the word of God. And he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth, not music and in truth.
Yeah.
But it's something very powerful when you combine obedience with the expression of worship. And there you get great results, you know, for your lives and personal lives, and get direction and clarity and all those different things that we need to survive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love God, and I'm just honored to be on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
I was trying to get Michael Stampley to do that. I know that war cry, but he didn't want to do it.
He can't do it. It is 6:20 in the morning.
Right,
so that means he got up around maybe
5. Right.
So
early should he see.
Yeah.
Micah, back when I was your voice coach.
There it is.
There it is. That was awesome.
Good work. You've done a great job.
Is this Marcus or Bishop? Secular. Who talking right now?
But Micah, what I always like to ask artists, you know, with your new project, which is your favorite? Like on this particular CD, I know you love them all and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But which one are you like, when y'all got out the studio, which one was like,
Man, it's kind of hard to pinpoint it, to be honest. But I did my first reggae tune on this record.
What?
Yeah, and it seems to be making a little
reggae
headway,
man.
Okay. And people tweeting about it.
Okay.
And Chevelle Franklin from Kingston, Jamaica, she did a cameo on that song with me, and it's authentic reggae. Yeah. So,
reggae man.
So, wait.
How he loves me.
Authentic reggae.
You can do it live right now.
It's unauthentic.
Why are you trying to make me sing live, baby?
We've been around each other for years, man.
Right.
You can do it as a drop of a dime. I know it's early, but you can get it done. We want to get into the song, Our God.
Yeah.
It's an awesome song.
Man, it's a powerful song. I'm a huge fan of Chris Tomlin, the gentleman that wrote the song.
Yeah.
Man, I think almost every black church in the country is singing this song.
Right.
And I'm not sure if we've had a point of reference, you know, for the gospel community. And so I love it and just thought I wanted to give the people something to take home.
All right.
Well, let's take it in the ears right now. Later, some Micah Stampley, Our God, at 23 minutes past the hour.
New music. No one like me.
ever stop us. And if our God is with us, then what can stand against us? Oh.
Minutes
strong,
past.
Sing it, Reverend.
Yes.
Show him
how. Yeah. Forgot that third line. He forgot that third
line. We sang that in our chat.
Right. But the thing is, did you see the Stevie Wonder action when he forgot it?
I think it's like the shades that causing him to kind of.
He's in a star studded mode right now. Right. Star mode in the studio right now, all this week.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
excellent.
Man.
Micah Stampley and Our God from the CD, Love Never Fails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
You're looking pretty clean on there, Doc.
Man,
what's
I got
to
go to a church service after this.
No, I'm
you
talking
going
about
to church?
No, no.
Oh, talking about the CD?
After, you went to church service after the
photo shoot
session?
For the album. Right. Yeah, man. They wanted me to kind of change up my look. Yeah. So I decided to look like an adult. This time.
He's an adult. Oh, my God.
Out of control.
Right, instead of my oldest son.
Because you're with Motown.
I'm with Motown now, man, which is going back home, EMI, after the merge with Universal and EMI, they changed.
Right.
And my gospel is now Motown gospel.
Do you want to do a remix of a Temptations song or something?
No, I think I'm going to stick.
Unless
you do Merry Christmas.
Silent Night. Yeah, you can do that.
Silent Night, yeah. I might be able to do that one.
I'm
going to
do that. Yeah, I believe.
You're gonna be Otis on the end?
Yeah. I believe.
I love it.
Go hit that note.
What?
See, we didn't make you go to the war cry.
Right. I like that one better.
Yeah, I believe you could probably.
Yeah, I might. It's early night.
You probably could do it with the Temptations.
That's all.
With the night before church.
Yeah, give it to him, Rev. Show him how to do it now.
Ah, you ready?
Yeah.
In my mind.
There it is.
All right, there, Reverend.
Got to sing with your teeth tight.
Yes, sir.
I wanna be free.
Somebody's like, what
yes,
is my
son.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah. See how y'all able to do this every morning.
It is crazy.
Anything could happen though.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the song list, Oh Give Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
How He Loves Me, Our God, Love Never Fails. The Greatest, Let the Church Rise, a lot of praise and worship.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff on there, man. Yeah. Oh Give Thanks is a song that I collaborated with my wife Heidi and Aaron Lindsay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Aaron Lindsay co-produced his album.
Yeah. Okay.
And and he's a bad boy, man.
Good Lord.
He's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had a great time working with J. Drew Sheard on drums.
Okay. Yeah.
And Eddie Brown on keys. Yeah. And Kevin Powell, Asaph Ward is also did some arrangements on this material.
On
so I had a crew on here, man, and they killed this record. So I'm excited about it.
Are you going to be doing any touring?
I'm actually on a promotional tour now.
Okay.
And I was in L.A. last week, mm-hmm. and I was in Dallas last night. Yesterday, actually, mm-hmm. over the weekend, I led worship at the Potter's House on Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
And did an event last night for Minnie's Food Pantry.
Okay.
And then after that, we drove here mm-hmm. all morning. I think we got to Houston at right three this morning, 3 a.m. this morning. Got a couple hours in, and I'm here with you guys.
Yeah,
and, so I'll be here for the next day or so. I think tomorrow we leave out for Philly.
Okay.
And then D.C., Baltimore, and Chicago.
They can follow all this somewhere, huh? I mean.
Oh, yeah. At Twitter, at Michael Stampley, and also Facebook and my website, michaelstampley.org.
Speaking of Houston, since welcome back, since you're here.
Good to be
welcome back.
From the first CD to now.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, just talk about the development of Michael Stampley.
Man, I think that every artist grows with every album, that you learn more, you experience more. Even when you're working in the studio, you learn different techniques, mm-hmm. how to shortcut and not compromise the quality of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a learning process for me with who to hire, who not to hire.
you learn that
right and but my sound I think I hope I've been consistent in my message mm-hmm. with all of my albums, and I try not to be the artist that get drunk with trying to cross over or trying to do this and kind of forcing things. Mm-hmm. Let God be God in your life and in your ministry mm-hmm. and in your career. And so hopefully I've been a sober artist, So y'all tell me once you hear the material, you definitely know what you
do. Micah, you're drunk on this.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you right
now. Kind of love that. You got a little love for that on you.
You're a little tipsy.
So, you know, the auntie is coming in now.
Yes, ma'am.
When are you going to get some rest? What do you do after this?
After this, once I finish Chicago, which is next week.
What do you do once you finish this morning?
In the next 60
morning?
Seconds.
Yeah, once you finish this morning.
We're living in the now.
Yeah.
I think I have, a two-hour break, and then I do, this evening. So.
Only a two-hour break?
Yeah. And for today.
And you have to sing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm talking to you afterwards.
Right,
we got to get this brother out of here so he gets some sleep.
We always have to talk to Clyde.
Yeah,
because he doesn't understand. There are no robots in ministry, and in order for your voice
to be
optimum,
I like that.
You know, we like that you can go everywhere.
Right.
But there are sometimes even Jesus rested.
Yes.
So we have to use wisdom in doing that.
It's the principal
thing. You know, it's the principal thing.
We don't want him falling out in the studio.
Right.
Falling out of church.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, everybody. Yeah.
Slain in the spirit. Love never fails in stores right now.
Right now,
right
man.
Now.
Right now. Go get it. Woo-hoo. Buy one CD for each kid I have.
Lord, have mercy, man.
That's five.
and they can follow you where?
Right.
Social network.
Twitter at Michael Stampley. My website, MichaelStampley.org. Come on, hook a brother up. I got a college student now. Amen.
Yeah, Lord.
Each kid I have, you are crazy.
Michael Stampley, thank you so
I
much.
I lost all my papers last
night. Being on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.